Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Mishlei. This is the second shir, based on the Sefer Beis Vad on Mishlei. We're in the second parak. It says, and the shir should be a zchus for Ritzu Menachem and Gitamor Brian Delea. Admor Shliti Shadabroch Vatzlach Buchamase Yadav. And for Reb David Shukrala Ben Rachel, Reb Shimon Ben Yamin Ben Tishna Rachel Leah, and Reb Aaron Yisrael Ben Reb Moshe Mordechai, they should all have bracha v'atzlach v'chol maaseh yideihem. It says in Mishlei Perek Aleph Pasuk Zayin, Yiras Hashem Reishis Das, Chochmo Musar Avilim Bazu, that of the fear of Hashem is the beginning of knowledge, wisdom and Musar the fools despised. It says in Perek Beis, Benim Tikach Amoroi u'mitzvosi titzpon itach. My son, if you accept my words and treasure my commandments for yourself, lehakshiv lechochma oznecha, tate lipcha latvuna, to make your ears attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. Kim levina sikra, latvuna titen kolecha, for only if you call out to understanding and give your voice to discernment. Im tivakshena chakesef vechemat monim tachpesena, if you search for it as if it were hidden treasures, if you seek it as if it were silver, if you search for it as if it were hidden treasures, as tavin yiras Hashem v'das Elokim timtza, then you will understand the fear of Hashem and discover the knowledge of God. The first pasuk in the Sefer, after the Hakdama, according to the Gra, is yiras Hashem reishis das, chachmo musar avilim bazu. And this Yisod is also said behemshech tchilas chochma yiras Hashem mishlei tes yud. So the beginning of yiras Hashem, the beginning of das, the beginning of chochma is yiras Hashem. That's what you have to have before your kodem chochma, before your kone chochma. You first have to have yiras Hashem before chochma. Yiras Hashem reish is das, before anything. Beginning of all das, before you get into other areas of das, have reishis Hashem. Tchilas chachma, the beginning of chachma is yiras Hashem. So that's nice. However, in Perek Beis, he explains that dafka basof, at the end of chachma, yiras Hashem is going to come. Im lebina tikra letvuna titen kolecha, im tevakshena chakesev achabmona techapsena, tachpesena, oz tovin yiras Hashem, v'das Elokim timtza. So it's mashma that yiras Hashem is a maila that comes after chachma. First you have to call out to bina and to tvuna, seek it, search for it, and then you'll understand yiras Hashem. So yiras Hashem doesn't come at the beginning, yiras Hashem comes at the end. So which one is it? Do you get yiras Hashem? Do you start with yiras Hashem? Does it only come at the end? And in fact, that's what the rabbis say in Avos, that the Chachma brings to Yira, and Yira brings to Chachma. Imein Chachma and Yira, Imein Yira and Chachma. There's Yira before Chachma, and there's Yira after Chachma. The Gemara in Shabbos says, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Torah Vein Bo Yira Shemayim. A person has Torah and doesn't be Yira Shemayim, he's like a Gizbar. Shemasrilo Maftechos HaPnimiyos U'Maftechos HaChitzonios Lo Masrilo B'Hai Ayil. If a person doesn't have Yira Shemayim, they gave him the keys to the inner door, but he didn't give him the keys to the outer door. So how's he going to get in? You have to start off with Yiras Shemayim. Yiras Maftechos Achitzonios for the outer door. So you have to, the Yira has to come first. However, Vaiter, the Gemara says, Machaz Reb Yana Chaval de Les Darta Vitar Le Darta Avid Chaval, that a person has a doesn't have a courtyard which is Yira, but he makes a base shar. He makes this little cubicle as an opening to the courtyard, which is Torah and Chachma. So it implies the outside is the Torah and the Chachma, and the inside, the Chatzer itself, is Yira. The inside is Yira, and the external part is the Chachma. So you see that Yira Shemayim is the Pnimius and the Tachlis, and only you start with Torah. So which one is it? Do you start with, like, that we see a steer in the Gemara, we see in Pirkei Avos, we see in Mishlei, in all three places, that it seems to imply both, that you start with Chachma, and that brings you to Yira. And other places, we also see that you start with Yira, that's where it all begins, and then you get the Chachma.
So we need to be miyashiv this stira. It says in Eov that Yira is Chachma. Ve'achachma in me'ayin timatzei, ve'eze makom bina, lo yada no shirka, ve'lo timtza be'eretz chayim, chavches yudbeis to chavches, tohom omer lo bihu, v'yam omer le'eni madi, lo yutan skor tachtea, ve'lo yishkol v'kesef mechira, etc. Elokim evin darka, v'hu yada mekoma, v'yomer le'adan, hein yiras Hashem, hi chachma, v'sur me'ra bina. Yiras Hashem is chachma. He's talking about, where are you going to find chachma? Where is the place of bina? No, people don't know the value. It's not found in the land of the living. The depths say it's not with me. The sea says I don't have it. Can't assess it monetarily. Hashem knows. And he says to man that Yiras Hashem is Chachma. Yiras Chachma Atzma. So if that's the case, you can have, since Yiras Hashem is in the Chachma, so Memela, you can have Yiras Hashem at the beginning of Chachma, in the middle of Chachma, at the end of Chachma, the Chachma suffused with Yiras Hashem. The Shorash HaInyan is in the Rambam. The Rambam, Yisodei HaTorah, Aleph, Aleph, Yisodei Yisodei, Svamen HaChachmos, Leida Sheyesha Matsui Rishon, V'hu Mamsi Kol Nimtza. The foundation of foundations. The pillar of wisdom is to know that there is a first, there is a prime mover and he created everything. There is no place, says the Rambam, for any Chachma other without knowing that there's a Metzius of God. That he's the Yisod Koach Adam Liknos Chachma and he's the pillar of Chachma. Yisod the Yisod Zvamer Chachma is the pillar of wisdom is to know that there's a God. And the reason is because Chachma is Sidur Mahalach Mechuvan Al Pi Ratzon. Chachma is when a person wants to get a certain place, wants to go in a certain direction. Person wants to go to faraway places. He has a wedding in Ridgefield, New Jersey, and he lives on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. So how's he going to get there? By horse? By mule? It'll take him a few days. So they invented a car. He can get to where he needs to go. So, on the basis of this knowledge that there's a ratzon and a tachlis for the creation of the car, we can learn and understand how the world works, how things have a purpose. You look at the car and you say, "Ah, this is to help me get to faraway places." That's the purpose. So that's what the chachma is used for. The chachma is used to reach a goal. Somebody who doesn't understand thinks that a garage collapsed, and though you have all these different pieces that came together and created a car. What does he care about this piece and that piece and the wheels and the motor and the engine and the front seats and the back seats and all the different parts of the car? For those who know cars, you can say different parts of cars for me. So he looks at them, a person doesn't know what the purpose of the car is, he doesn't think they have a tachlis, what is it all there for? It's just by chance. But if a person understands what a car is supposed to do, and he realizes that each part of the car is necessary, that's the world. The world, if you live with chachma, you see that every part of the world has a purpose. And yisodei yisodos of chachma is to understand that chachma is the ikar metzius. And that's mischadesh to a person when he knows that there's a creator who was misader everything for the tachlis hashleima. And then, when he understands this, then he has the ikar achayim, achachma techaya ba'aleh. Chachma gives a person life. That's life. Life is chachma. So we have chachma that's serving the body, but we have to get to the yisod of the chachma that tells us why we're here, that teaches us that we have a higher purpose. So this yira helps us understand the chachma, what all the chachma is for, where the chachma is leading us, that everything is tali in Hashem, and there's no metzius without Hashem. And then you get the chayim that comes from Hashem. Chachma techaya be'aleh. That chachma gives a person chiyus because chachma is yira. Chachma is understanding that everything has a purpose. And that the yira is that purpose to serve Hashem. B'dvar Hashem shamayim nasu. With the word of Hashem, the heavens were created. Tehillim lamed gimel vav. Yishlach t'varov v'yamsem yashev v'chol yizlum ha'megid v'rav l'yakov v'chukav v'chav v'yisrael. He sent His word. And He melted them. Word. The world is created with the Torah. The Iker Koach HaMetzius is the Torah, is the Word of God. And therefore, if you want to have Chachma, knowing the purpose of everything, so then you have to have Yira, because the purpose is Yira Shemayim. Somebody who doesn't have Yira, he sees the physical world, it's an established fact, it's not based on any specific Mahalach. It looks like it's all by chance. And it's just here to serve his physical body. And there's no meaning for wisdom. And that's what the rabbis say. Ma yasa adam v'yechkam. What should a person do to be wise? Yarbe b'yeshiva. You should learn a lot. Harbe yasa v'lola b'yadam. A lot of people did that and they weren't matzliach. Eliyavakish racham misha chachma shalo. You have to ask mercy from God. Ki Hashem yitain chacham b'piv dasu svuna. So the Iker Metzius of Chachma, you want Chachma, you have to mevakesh rachamim mimisha Chachma shalom. There's no meaning for Chachma unless we understand that it's coming from God. Ki Hashem yitain Chachma. That the wisdom is coming from God. The Medrash says, Mashal Asher Shailo Ben, Bami Beis HaSefer, Nasan Lo Manar Lo Beno, Eni Mevakesh Elam Enab, Pitztilin Shevetoch Picha, Notam Enotam Lo Mitoch Picha. A kid comes home from school, and he gives his son food, and his son says, I only want what's in your mouth. The father takes from what's in his mouth. Don't worry about the germs. And the mashal is, ki Hashem yitain chachma, ela mipiv da'asu tvuna. It's Hashem is giving the chachma from himself, from his mouth. Ki Hashem yitain chachma mipiv da'asu tvuna. God is giving all this knowledge, understanding from his mouth. You can taste the same taste that Hashem tastes through Torah. That's what happens in your mouth. There's taste. And that's true life. Hashem came to those who don't have Torah and Chachma. They live in the world of Gashmias. They have no shaykhus to Chachma, to any purpose. And Nefesh HaChaim writes in the Shara Torah, Shara Dalet Os Yud, ובשעס עסק ואין בתורה ועדי שאין צורך אז לעניין הדבקס כלל שבעסק ואין לבד הוא דובק ברצונו ודיבור יסברך ויסברך ובצונו ודיבור אחד. When a person is עסק בתורה, he doesn't need to be thinking about דבקס בהשם. Just learning is דבקס בהשם. You're דובק ברצון השם, you're דובק בדבר השם, and דבר השם, רצון השם and השם are all one. That's how we're מסחבר את הקדוש ברוך הוא to the שכינה כביכול. And Liman HaTorah is done through the Seichel, and therefore through the Seichel a person is Dabek Babore, like the Rambam writes in the Moira Chelik Gimel. Osnan Aleph, Halo Biyadi Lecha, Shezeh HaSeichel Asher Shafa Aleinu MeHashem Yisaleh, Hu Adivak Asher Beineinu Beino, this Seichel that God gave us is our way of connecting to Him. V'arishus Nesun La Atirta Lechazek Adivak HaZeh Taaseh, V'lo Yischazek Zeh Adivak Rak B'Smashek Bo'avas, V'avas Hashem Shetia Kabanatzcha Ilea, Kamo Shebi'arnu. And the Rishus is given to be Mechazek, this Dibuk, this Seichel. When a person has Avas Hashem, he's Mechazek the Kesher, and he gets close to Hashem, he's Davek B'Hashem, Davek B'Makor HaChaim. So it's Pashut then, that since Chachma and Seichel are Dvekas B'Makor HaChaim, so Yira, it all begins with Yira. Because without Yira, how are you going to get to the Makor HaChaim? And it's also the Tachlis, because the more you learn Torah, the more you get the Shefa of Hashem, and that's supposed to bring to more Yira, Yira Milashem Riyah, that you see Hashem, you're aware of Hashem. And that's also what we're doing tachlis when we're learning, in the middle of learning. It's also yirat tzveikas b'Hashem. We're not trying to feel it at the time. We're just learning. But ultimately, a person gets that feeling, gets to taste what Hashem is tasting. So we see beautifully the connection between chachma and yira, knowing there's a tachlis, and the tachlis, of course, being tzveikas b'Hashem. So, siyata d'shmaya. We finished our second shir in Mishlei, and next time, B'li Neder, we will continue to the third. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.